Well, it's great to be joined by Jade Eagleson. How's everything going for you, Jade?
Oh, man, it's been great.
Excited for your CCMA nomination?
Yes, that's. I'm still kind of like trying to fathom it. It's really surreal.
I mean, you got your first two singles have been great on the charts. How do you keep being so humble the way you are with all this immediate success?
I mean, if I ever got rude, I think my grandparents or my mom and dad would whoop my ass. So it's kind of one of those things that it's easy to stay in check. We got such a great support system.
And I've seen you taking the rare choice that I think only Paul Brandt's really one of the few people to do is wear the black hat in Canadian country music. Where did that decision come from to go with black as opposed to white, brown, whatever shade of brown?
As this might sound a little less manly than you expected, but you know, I always used to wear like a brown Stetson, and that was my look. And you know, it just really didn't color coordinate with my hair, so we switched to black, and I'm so glad we did because it's just I feel more real in it. It's more me, I think.
Well, you could have always dyed your hair. Elvis did that. Elvis was blonde.
Yeah, you know what? That's true. I could do that.
So I mean, you have your third single coming out, right?
Yes, sir. So we did things a little backwards. So we released a music video before we released a song. So that's just it's a follow-up to Got Your Name on It. And we have a really cool, unique situation on YouTube where we have a decent following, right? So we wanted to cater to that audience. And then on top of that, we really wanted to like do something completely new. So we just recorded three new ones in Nashville.
Oh, nice.
And we're expecting to release at least one of those. I know which one, but we're going to release one of those in the next 2 months, I think.
Oh, nice. Here I thought you were going to go with... now I'm just trying to blank what the song is here.
Still going to be you?
Yeah, still going to be you. Yeah,
we were going to do that, but we were like, you know what? Like, we've been releasing a lot of positive music and, like, you know, keeping the energy up, and it's been working, so I think we're going to continue to do that.
So how much involvement do you have in the songwriting process, or you just sort of find songs that other people wrote and then you bring them to life for them?
You know, I get to write with these incredible writers, you know, Travis Wood, Todd Clark, and Gavin Sleet, and it's just a real honor to be in their presence and learn from them. They are the greats, and they're literally responsible for, like, I'd say more than 50% of, you know, the top number one country hits in the past year. So it's really an honor to learn from them. You know, I'd love to say that I sit there and come up with all these ideas and you know, I'm just the best writer in Nashville, but that's far from the truth. I learn a lot from these guys, and they're quite amazing.
The humbleness continues. So, I mean, you might be the only person I've seen, or the only man I've seen. First time I saw you was at Rockin' Horse. Something sponsored by Budweiser, that's all I remember.
Yeah.
It was with Emily Reed and the Reklaws. It's the same day you got, I don't know if you were one of the ones that got stuck in the elevator that day.
No, I escaped that. I'm very lucky.
Well, you might be the only guy I know to actually go up on stage and do a cover of a Shania Twain song.
Dude, that's never gonna stop. I grew up listening to Shania, and she's a huge influence on my music, and my writing style, everything, you know, I affiliate it to her. And so, no, as a tribute to that, I make sure to include at least one Shania song in every set I do.
Well, I'm just trying to remember which one it was, though, now.
Any Man of Mine.
That's it. That was even the more funnier part of all the songs.
Yeah, it's just so great.
It's 2019 or 2018 back then, you can sing that. Oh,
totally.
Bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, I mean, you've been doing, when you've done some touring and that, you've done a lot of it with the Reklaws and Emily Reed, did some with East Adelaide. Do you guys get sick of each other at this point? Or?
Absolutely not. You know, like, every time we hang out, like, it's a family bond, and we're, you know, we're so strong. Like, it's really incredible to be friends with, like, your label mates, and on top of that, get to, you know, do what you love together, and which is play music. So it's an honor to be able to go out on the road with them and see them every time I get to.
Right, so you've done a few music videos. You had a cameo in Chad Brownlee's Dear Drunk Me.
Oh, yeah, me and Steve.
I didn't even recognize you at first because you didn't have the hat on.
And
you had the hair combed over.
I know. I don't think I'd be a good cop. I'd probably be the bad cop.
You see yourself doing a little bit of acting here and there, or just sticking straight to music?
Oh, man. I did my last video in Count the Ways. I tried to do some acting there, and if you've seen it, I'm sure you're kind of like, you know, it could be better, for sure. So, you know, we really steer clear from all the acting stuff.
Yeah, you just gotta stand there, play the instrument, and all the other people acting.
Yeah, the Chad video is simple. It's like, go pick this guy up and, like, set him down. Like, I was a little more aggressive. Stu was strong enough to like gently place him down, but you know, I don't know. Like I just had it out for Chad that day, I guess. But not that anybody would. He's the great guy. But you know, in that video, it just it was a little rough.
Thanks for sitting down with me, man.
Thank you so much for having me, dude. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Look forward to seeing what you come out with more in the future there.
Dude, we'll be releasing her out pretty soon.